Good afternoon, St. Pete. This is Mayor Rick Kreisman joining you again from our Emergency Operations Center. I hope you and your families are happy and healthy. And for you moms out there, I hope you had a wonderful, yet probably a little different Mother's Day. Let me start, as I always do, with our situation report as of today. There are 909 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Pinellas County. There have been 212 hospitalizations and 62 deaths in Pinellas County to date. 314 confirmed cases here in St. Petersburg. It's worth pointing out that yesterday we saw 18 new confirmed cases here in St. Pete, which is the highest one-day total in at least 3 weeks. We will keep an eye on that to ensure that it's not a trend. Hospital capacity is not a major concern at this point. There are hundreds of beds available in St. Pete and dozens of ICU beds. And we feel pretty comfortable about this right now and continue to be in communications with our hospital CEOs. Now, as it relates to testing, we are making progress in getting more tests into St. Pete and into traditionally underserved communities. This is a priority for us. One piece of good news, though it's a small sample size, only one individual out of 75 tested positively recently at Childs Park. And we're still waiting for results back from a pop-up testing site at Bartlett Park. We're also working to establish more testing opportunities in our city. And yesterday, we unveiled our St. Pete Way guidelines. And as I stated yesterday, our residents and business owners are being inundated with seemingly daily directives from every level of government. And while these directives and announcements must be heeded, I strongly believe the most effective way of finding our way out of this health crisis is by taking personal responsibility and doing the right thing for yourself, your loved ones, your neighbors, or your customers if you run a business. Do the right thing for St. Pete. So to be clear, the St. Pete Way is not a directive, it's a guide. Going forward, we ask that all residents continue to take hand washing seriously, continue to practice social distancing as much as possible, which is really about keeping a safe physical distance from someone. And please, please, please wear a face covering if you're out in public or you're inside a business. This protects everyone around you, and if everyone around you wears one, it'll protect you. There are also guidelines for our restaurants and business owners in our St. Pete Way document. I urge our business community to view these by visiting restartstpete.com. That is restartstpete.com, and looking for the St. Pete Way toolkit. Folks, this is about all of us working together to build a culture of health, individuals and businesses alike, which is also what our Healthy St. Pete program has been all about. Dedicating and now rededicating ourselves to healthy lifestyles to not only get through this health crisis, but prepare our bodies for future ones. And to learn more about Healthy St. Pete, visit HealthyStPeteFL.com. HealthyStPeteFL.com. Now, regarding our business community, we do have some additional good news. We will be allowing additional expansion of outdoor dining, in addition to what we announced last week, which was utilization of adjacent parking lots. So please stay tuned for details related to the temporary conversion of on-street parking for retail and restaurant use. We were very deliberate in arriving at this decision, engaging with our business owners, and thinking through unintended consequences and safety issues. Now, we like to be on the cutting edge here in St. Pete, but there are times that we really need to check off every box to ensure that we get it right. And this is one of those times. So again, for our restaurant and retail owners, we'll get you that information soon because we want you to not just survive this economic downturn, we want you to be able to thrive. And now, as we know, things are beginning to reopen all around us. In St. Pete, we are reopening our dog parks, our skate parks, and our recreation courts. We have yet to make a decision related to playgrounds and splash pads, as our children are among the most precious and vulnerable in our community. So we really want to proceed with caution there. We have yet to make a decision related to our libraries, but we are hard at work evaluating the best path forward there as well. Now, Sunken Gardens, one of our gems of our city, will soon be reopening with safety protocols. So please stay tuned for that as well. And finally, today I want to be clear about the situation I find myself in as a mayor here in Florida. And here's what I mean by that. When the governor issues an order, localities like Pinellas County or the city of St. Petersburg must either adopt and enforce that order or further restrict that order. We cannot loosen the order that the governor issues. I cannot open up gymnasiums, fitness or yoga studios, karate studios, even if I wanted to. So if I decide to further restrict a state order, I would be doing that with the understanding that our residents are still coming and going to other communities, as are other communities' residents to our city. So the public health benefit, it's not always clear. The governor's orders are also not always clear, but we do our best to read them, interpret them, and enforce them, and I'm legally required to do so. So this is a complicated time, and as I've said time and again, there's not much of a playbook. And so I remain incredibly thankful to you for your patience and your understanding. Remember, folks, at the end of the day, what matters most is simply doing the right thing for yourself, your family, and your community. There is light at the end of this tunnel, and it is the bright light of St. Pete's famous sunshine. We're going to be okay. And with that, I'm going to take some questions again submitted by the media, and Yolanda Fernandez will ask them.
Mayor Josh Solomon from the Tampa Bay Times asks, are restaurants and salons complying with their respective orders?
So the vast majority of our restaurants are absolutely complying with the orders. We have had a few that we've had to respond to complaints about, and our officers have gone out and have had conversations and done a little education. But the vast majority are complying. Obviously, as it relates to salons and barbershops under the governor's order, they were just able to open yesterday. My phone did not ring off the hook, so that's a good sign, meaning that it appears that they are in compliance. We hope they continue to be so. There are some St. Pete Way guidelines we put out related to barbers and salons, and we hope you follow those too. Again, folks, this is about common sense. Let's do the right thing. Let's keep our community safe. And if we do that, we're going to get through this thing quick. As I always like to remind all of us, and thank you. If there are any other questions?
No more questions, Mayor.
Thank you, Yolanda. As I like to remind us all the time, and I think this is really important, we know this is a really stressful time. Let's try and just remember to be kind to each other, be compassionate with each other, and be patient with each other. That's the St. Pete way. That's who we are as a city. When we do that, the sun will always shine on us brightly. Thank you.